You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis marked World Food Day this week with a visit to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, where he called on world leaders and policymakers to work for a concrete, practical consensus to prevent the most tragic effects of climate change, which hit the weakest and most defenseless. We need to change our lifestyles, the use of resources, production and consumption patterns, the Pope said. And he decried what he described as the negligence that is damaging the delicate balances of the ecosystems and the arrogance of manipulating and controlling the planet. Hosting the Pope at FAO's headquarters in Rome was FAO Director General José Graziano da Silva, who immediately afterwards spoke to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis was invited in his condition of head of state. We should not forget that the Vatican is one of the member states of FAO. But we cannot also not forget that the Pope Francis is the spiritual leader of the Catholic Church. And in that condition, he represents values that FAO also compart: the value of the solidarity, the value of the dignity, the value of the hope, in a better word. And I used to say that we share those values in FAO, and Pope Francis is a continuing inspiration for us. Not only the Laudato Si, where he approached the issue of the climate change, that's a very important common value, global value, public value for all of us, including for us in FAO. I used to say that there are some people that work hard a day and that have their value, long days, much days, and they have more value. But there are few people in the world that works all their life for their values, and those people are indispensable. I think that Pope Francis is one of those people that works hard all his life, and he is one of the few people indispensable nowadays in this world.
What Pope Francis said to you before his speech?
Well, we had a private conversation, and we have several programs together with the Vatican, and we discussed particularly the need to concentrate our efforts in Africa and to stop the conflicts and also to deal with the impact of climate change. And the Pope Francis, he promised to send a special message for the meeting that FAO is organizing during the African Union Summit next January 2018 in Addis Ababa.
That was FAO Director General José Graziano da Silva.